I'm Teddy ready, man. Testing 1, 2. Ready, Teddy. I'm Teddy ready. I'm ready, Teddy, Teddy. All right, baby, here we are. This is our pre-show for Tuesday, the 4th. And this is going to be our bar fight. And this is going to be our first bar fight of 2020. We haven't had any bar fights. And by the way, if you're you know, searching for this on the site, it comes up bar fight, two separate words. I searched for the original, the 2017 championship bout, which was between Margaret Gray and Pastor William Rennick. And the fuck is with this, man? The goddamn, boy, that freaking master was way down. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I searched on the website search feature, and it came up under bar fight, two words. It did not come up under bar fight, one word, which I tend to do that with words. I tend to, like, campground is one word. I mean, who would ever think that campground is two separate words? Never. But bar fight is different. I know that. Phil Hendry singularizes everything. So under two separate words, bar fight, it came up, the Margaret Gray, Pastor Rennick bout, and I kind of refreshed myself listening to that. The fuck is sticking in my gut, man? My belt or just my belly? Because I don't mind telling you, I went to the Super Bowl Sunday over at Don and Pam's house, saw Keith and saw Joe, my godson, and his girlfriend Alexa, that's her name, and we had a good time, but Pam was serving up, I said, look, I'm kind of vegan, so she served up a really good vegan salad, and we had some, you know, crackers and kind of vegan cheese, all that shit, because that's how I'm rolling these days. Anyway, long story short, she comes out with the fucking brownies and ice cream. And I'm like, well, okay, you know, sure. But we'll just hold it down filled with like 6 bowls. Okay, I accidentally had 1 bowl, but it was delicious. So that's why that's happening there. Now, as to today's pre-show, I don't know if we've got anything. I have to double check here. Make sure that I'm not. Oh, look at that. Stop, clear. Reset and get out. Let me look at the email situation here. What have I gotten from my brother Matthew? Make sure that we're not. Oh, hey Matt, when are you sending those? When is he posting those pictures? I wonder. I got all my headshots are done now, and I want to know. And they've been done for a week. Well, you know, not quite a week and a half. So, but he posts them on us. There's a certain site he posts them on for. Actors Access and for the agents, and I just wondered when, when that's going to be done. Here it is, Matt. This is the week of 2-3, looking at what? All right, groovy. All right, that's a groovy thing. What is that, man? What are 4 pieces of copy? Dan Patrick. Talent talking points for, it's a Spotify? Yes, that's what I was looking for. Watch this, man. Won't do it. There's a lot of squirrely shit going down, but one of the squirreliest of the shits that is going down is the fact that I, you know, could not print this. So, you know, I want to mention Rush Limbaugh has announced he has advanced stage lung cancer. And I really understand how people feel about Rush Limbaugh's politics. You either really love Rush, you really don't like Rush. And I understand that. And you only see him from one standpoint, and that is as the guy on the radio that espouses the shit. You don't have to understand, but let me just say this. I come at it from a slightly different... I don't like Rush's politics. I don't like his personal philosophy. I just don't. And I never fucking will. I'm not that, you know, I know that I'm a 9/11 Democrat. I know I supported the Iraq War. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody thinks about that. I did. And you know what? I probably still would, given the fact, I'd probably do a few things different though, but the fact of the matter is, it is what it is. But, I'm pretty much a liberal and, Russia's politics don't fit. Not in the world that I see, and I happen to feel I live in the real motherfucking world where there's a lot more people than just. So, having said all that, I was not happy to hear this news because I have always admired him as a broadcaster, as an artist, and I do believe him to be an artist. He was the first guy to actually introduce into talk radio an element. Now, I'm talking about the traditional talk format. I'm not talking about morning show album rock radio, which was the Howard Stern domain, and you could say Howard. introduced talk radio to the entertainment element, and I believe he did, as did Steve Dahl. But more directly, when it came to political talk, it was Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, and Limbaugh, I think, damaged the format in that it became highly politicized. And so nobody could have any fun anymore in that goddamn format because everybody had to either be a fucking arch conservative or a liberal or something, you know. Now, all they have are fucking conservatives. It's boring. There are no real broadcasters over there. There's no real entertainers over there. There's just a bunch of fucking soapboxing, really dull, really fucking shitty sounding shows. I'm not talking about their motherfucking politics. I'm talking about the sound of the show. The presentation of the show is shit. Up and down the fucking dial. Rush brought a real entertainment value to it. I really admired his artistry. And if it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't have given talk radio much of a thought when it came to expanding myself as a radio personality. I thought, wow, look at that. I can go over to that format and I can fuck around, man. It's not all wear a tie and former news directors. I mean, that's who used to run talk shows, were news directors. They weren't entertainers. Limbaugh was an entertainer. That's all I was trying to say. I don't expect anybody to fucking understand it. And I frankly don't give a shit. It was probably something I said that was more intended for other professionals. Not that I want to talk over the heads of my listeners, but there's only so much of this shit you can explain, you know? It's like whatever you guys do for a living. How long do you want to talk yourselves blue, try to get Phil to understand what it is you fucking do, you know? I mean, either I get it or I don't. And I don't expect you to spend your goddamn valuable time explaining to a guy who is not a member of your profession to try to understand it. I either get it or I don't fucking get it. So same thing with this. I was at Brian Glicklick's wedding, and Rush was there, and this was years ago. This was over 10 years ago. And he said something to me that I really needed to hear, because things were not going good in terms of my show and my relationship with Premier Radio and everything. And Rush had only recently heard my show, but he came over to me and said, man, you got a great show. I said, well, thank you. I said, I'm having, you know, my challenges. And he said, talent will out, man. And he had this look on his face like he was really earnestly trying to tell me that. And at that moment, I really fucking needed that because, and that was a guy, those were two guys talking to each other, not about politics. We were talking to each other about presentation, about show business, you know, about the art, which where is it? There's no art of radio, theater anymore. And I'm not talking about goddamn fucking Mystery Science Theater. I'm not talking, that CBS Mystery Theater. I'm not talking about old time fucking, I'm talking about modern comedic or otherwise presentation. And so when I heard that he was sick, I felt genuinely bad. And, you know, I should have known, man, because I hadn't listened to the guy for a while. And then I tuned him in, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. He sounded terrible. He sounded fucking terrible. I'm not saying in terms of his content, but his voice sounds like this. It sounded fucking horrible. He had a great lawyer. You know, the cat had a great set of pipes, and he had this, I am the authority. I mean, he had this great persona and this fantastic theater of EIB, and you had to laugh. It was hysterical. It was fucking hysterical. Now, in my recently nicotine-stained fingers, now, whatever happened to that, you know, did he take up smoking again? Or was it cigars? I don't know, man. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And I'm not judging him either. I ain't fucking judging him. I only quit smoking 10 years ago myself. So I'm probably still in the wheelhouse. I probably could still come down with cancer, lung cancer. I don't fucking know, you know? Just thought I'd really bum all you guys out before we do our bar fight. By the way, on the loop behind me, who is this man? On the loop behind me is a loop of a bar fight that breaks out. It'll happen over what you see as my left shoulder. It's my right shoulder, but this shoulder. It will happen just over this shoulder. That guy in the yellow sweatshirt and a big lug who may have already started walking over with gray hair wearing jeans. He was sitting, where am I going? He was sitting there next to that girl there in the blue. He was at the bar stool next to her. Now I believe he's probably here. Just behind me. Let's see if I'm right. There he is, yeah. That guy, he's listening very intently to the guy at the bar saying something. And here, let's take a look and see what happens to the guy at the bar. Sabrina Ionescu of Oregon. Watch this. Beer glass against the head. Bam! And then the guy in the, I don't know if you saw the guy in the yellow sweatshirt, put the guy down with a pretty little, good little right hand. These guys are not, he knocked him down with just like this wild ass looking right hand. Anyway. Okay. Oregon 66, UConn 53, UConn 19-1, Oregon, we're talking about the women, 19-2. Oregon, not Oregon. They hate Oregon when you say that. My understanding is they didn't hate it. I don't know. All right. I got you, baby. Okay, I got that. I got it. I got you. Let me copy this. Let me do this. Let's do this thing. Boom. Bing. Boom. Done. Boom. All right. Because I just cleaned the print heads on this motherfucker, so it should be rock and roll. Print. And print. There we go. Well, this should look okay. It was coming out looking kind of squirrely. Yeah, that's my baby, huh? They are. Loving it. Loving the hell out of that, man. Spotify. Do you have to pay for your shit on Spotify right now? Because, like, as you know, we have about 4 weeks worth of shows that are free on across all the platforms. SoundCloud, Podcast One, Spotify, now Spotify, iTunes. By the way, I've been, you know, I don't know what's going on. Ever since we've had this digital insert, you guys have probably, you probably have heard inserted into the middle of the show at times, network spots. Those are digital insertions, if you'll pardon the expression. And we purposefully produce the show so that there's two pieces to it so they can drop a digital spot in. Since we've been doing that, we've had, not a lot, but a couple of occasions where the show's been a little squirrely, like, you know, part one, and then we had all of part one and two, and then we had, like, and today's show started out with the, there was a mid-roll, what we call a mid-roll, the spot was in the middle of the podcast, and the entire show. This afternoon, I listened to it again, just to savor how fucking wonderful it was, there was no mid-roll spot, and there was a whole section missing. This was only on iTunes. Now, I love the fact that we're on iTunes, and I love the fact, you know, I would prefer, if you ask me, what do you prefer, Phil, that you listen to it on our website. It's right there on the fucking homepage. It's about as simple a goddamn process as you can make it. There it is. And it's free. It's not, you know, that way you got the goddamn show as it was meant to be. However, we appreciate the fact that it's on Podcast One. We appreciate the fact that it's on iTunes. And we appreciate the fact that they have those commercials there to support the presentations. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right. What are we doing here, man? Here we go. All right, so we got some bar fight. Then the fight starts. There you go, yeah. And I got Joan Dickhead, this Jackite Gangner, and this is General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I'll be
She should be doing the color commentary. So those are, I've got a nice little loop there. Now, I don't think we need any sound effects like smashing. I may drop some smashing sound effects. Test one, two. What is this, man? The hell is that?
Get the fuck out of town, man. What the fuck you doing, man? Here. See ya.
All right. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I also want to do this, which is our, you know. This is how old I am. When I was a kid, like 8, 9 years old, my father and I would watch, and I don't know how many of you guys are my age, Friday Night Fights, brought to you by Gillette. And they always came from Madison Square Garden in New York. It was always on whatever, CBS or NBC, but it was the Friday Night Fights. That was the song, you know, they had that slide, you know, they'd show you the Gillette razor slide. And I'll be a son of a bitch, every goddamn fight was Archie Moore. I don't know, you know, I mean, some nights you got to really get, and Archie Moore was a great fighter. But Christ, they had Archie Moore on every other fucking week. And, but some nights you got like Sugar Ray Robinson and some, well, that would have been a little past Sugar Ray Robinson. Was it past his time? Probably not, but some of those early 60s fighters, like, you know, you'd get some of the, I don't ever remember Cassius, quote, Cassius Clay, because that's who he would have been at the time. I don't remember seeing him. I think we saw Floyd Patterson a couple times, and it was always, what the fuck was it? Was it Bill Stern or somebody doing the announcing? Here we are, I'm from Madison Square Garden, you know, and it was great, and it was very raw, and it was so, you know, everything you'd expect. A lot of yelling. I was watching one fight. I swear to God, it was like a female or something.
Come on, come on.
Or no, it sounded like a little kid. Was that the Friday Night Fights, or was that goddamn, I think that was that Cleveland Williams Sonny Liston fight that I posted. There, yeah, you think it's a kid.
Because it's, come on, hit him better, that's it.
You know, you go, God, that's kind of a savvy kid, because it sounded just like a little boy. And you realize it can't be. It's got to be a woman.
Come on. God damn it.
Not that there's nothing wrong with women going to the fight, but the voice, the sound of that voice above all these other guys going, you know, what is this goddamn movie, man? I got to stop watching this fucking TCM. It's driving me nuts with this shit. Getting tired of these old movies. With the goddamn animal abuse that goes on in these fucking things. I'm not kidding you either, man. I don't give a fuck about animals in these. Some like it hot, not this goddamn thing. Get out of here. All right. Huh. All right. I think that's Stoney Stitt's thumb drive. I think that's yours, Stoney. I think this is yours, too. I gotta make sure I got everything off those things. Okay. Let's see what we're gonna do here, man. Margaret, you ready?
Yes, I am, and I like being the color commentator, you know, because I won the...
You did. You won the original championship bout back in June of 2017, right here at the Waverly, whatever this...
Here in the warehouse. Yes, I did, and I did it a variety of ways. Let me just...
Well, we're not ready to talk about that.
Well, when you are, you just let me know.
Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry here, and we have a great announcement to make. Very exciting news. It's official. Our show is now available on Spotify, and it's free. Now, we want to make it super easy for you guys and your friends to listen to the podcast, and joining Spotify allows me, us, all of us, you, me, you know.
Baby Makes Three.
Yeah, Baby Makes Three. What is that Baby Makes Three stuff?
You started it.
To be even more places for fans to find us. What the fuck is with this thing? Let me try this again. Hey guys, it's Phil Henry, and I've got some exciting news for you. It's official. Our show is now available on Spotify. Yes, and it's free. Hey, it's Phil. Hey guys, it's Phil Henry here, and we have some exciting news. It's official. Our show is now available on
Spotify.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Margaret, why don't you work the mic?
Don't tell me how to do it.
Wait a minute. Yes, you're right, and it's free. We won't make it, but. Hi, guys, it's Phil Henry, and have I got some exciting news for you. It's official. Our show is now available on Spotify, and it's free. And we want to make super... Yeah. And we want to make super easy that you do. Hey, it's Phil Henry here, and we've got some exciting news for you. It's official. Our show is now... Shit. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and we have got some exciting news for you. Our show is now officially on Spotify. It's available on Spotify, and it's free. And we want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to the podcast. And joining Spotify allows me, all of us here, to be even more places for fans to find us. And I can build our community even further. Spotify is working. What the fuck is this? I, we. Give me a fucking word, man. I can use it. Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry, and I've got some exciting news for you. It's official. Our show is now available on Spotify, and it's free. That's right. I want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to the podcast. And joining Spotify allows us to be even more places for our fans to find us. And I'd like to help us all. And we can build our community even further. Spotify is working. Hi, guys, it's Phil Hannity. I've only started this goddamn spot 8 fucking times.